Okay, today's daf is Makas Daf Zayin. We are on Vav Amabez, the four lines from the bottom. Davar Acher, by the two dots. So the Mishnah had said up above that there was a machlokas about Hasra. That's how we got into this discussion of Alpi Shnayim Eidim. The Tanakama said that the witnesses themselves do not have to be the ones that give the Hasra. Well, Rabbi Yossi says, he came along and said that they're not killed unless the two Eidim were the ones that gave the Hasra, based on the pasuk of Pi Shnayim Eidim. And then the Gemara just quoted another limud that was Divrei HaKol, that everybody agreed to, once this pasuk was quoted, and that is, Al Pi Shnayim Eidim, that the Sanhedrin cannot hear from a Meturgaman. Shlo Tehei, Sanhedrin Shabbat Bibi Meturgaman, that the Sanhedrin cannot hear through a translator, they have to hear it themselves. So what is the it? Who do they have to hear from? So the simplest reading of the Mishnah was that they have to hear from the Eidim. That's the simplest understanding of the Mishnah. And that's what they call it, Api Shnayim Eidim. The pasuk is by Eidim, and that's what it's talking about. But now we see the Gemara. Hanhi la'ozei to'asu l'kame de'rava. There were these la'ozei. Rashi says, ba'alei lashon acheres. They spoke a different language. To'asu l'kame de'rava. They came in front of Rava. Okay, Rava Turgaman Benayu. And Rava stood a Meturgaman between them. Rava used a Meturgaman to understand these La'ozei. So Gemara says, V'hechi Yavid Hachi, how did he do this? Doesn't he know the Mishnah? V'hatnan, Shlote Sanhedrin, Shamas Bipiya Meturgaman. Didn't he know the Mishnah? Answer, Rava Meida Havi Yada, Maida Havi Amri. Rava could understand it. He just couldn't answer. Right? Sometimes we know a little bit of a language that will be able to understand it, but he can't speak it. So Rava could understand it, so there was no problem of Shemaz Bipi HaMeturgaman. He heard it directly from the people themselves. But Va'ahadu Rehu Delo HaVeYada. He didn't know how to answer in that language, so that's why he needed the Turgaman only for one direction, but he heard it from the other direction. Question here is, the simplest understanding of this story is that who wasn't able to be understood? The Lo'ozei sounds like the people that came to court. It sounds like the Ba'alei Dinim. That's what it sounds like. Unless you say that these Lo'ozei were just people who brought Eidim with them, or they were the Eidim themselves. So that's the discussion in the Rishonim here, the Ritva. The Ritva quotes, Asa L'Divrei HaKol. First he says this line in the Mishnah is Divrei HaKol, and he says, Yesh Omrim, Diaf Agav Demaisi L'Mikra, Dichsiv Be'Eidim, Tehu Adin L'Ba'alei Dinim. Not only do the Eidim cannot have a Meturgaman in between, it's the Ba'alei Dinim also can't, because the Uv, the Dahani La'uzei, that sounds like it's the Ba'alei Dinim, it's the parties themselves. V'chein Das Rama, that's the Das Rama Levi, Omeata. And therefore, says the Ritva, if this is true, let's think about it for a minute. Does it apply only to the Eidim or to the Ba'alei Dinim? He's going to quote an opinion that it only applies to the Eidim. So it might depend on the svara we gave yesterday for it. We gave a number of svaras. Why is it that a dayan cannot hear from a meturgaman? Is it because the best drisha of a chakira can be done if the Eidim, if the judges hear it directly from the witnesses? So drisha of chakira only applies to Eidim. Is it because the Radva says that it would be Eidim Shiyatu Yochal Azima, because the Eidim could always say, oh, we never said that. So again, it should only apply to Eidim. Is it because something might change in the translation, so that already might apply to Ba'alei Dinim too? So it might change. You want to understand the Ba'alei Dinim as well. So that is might depend on the svara. If you look though in the Ritva says if it's true that this principle applies to Ba'alei Dinim as well, that they have to stand there. So then Umeata Hu Adin L'Maishamr Ba'alma Al Pishnayim Eidim Mipiyam Lo Mipiksavam. We have another principle that comes up elsewhere. Ksubis and Yevamis, we discussed it. Mi pihem velo mi piksavam. The Eidim have to say their testimony with their mouths. They can't write it. Velo mi piksavam. They can't send their testimony. So tehu adin l'tainos l'Ba'alei Dinim. So l'chor, that principle also wouldn't only apply to Eidim. It would apply to Ba'alei Dinim. The Ba'alei Dinim cannot apply. Again, it says the Ritva, according to this Shita, it must be that the lines are blurred between the requirements for the Eidim and the requirements for the Ba'alei Dinim, and all these principles would be put together. But then the Ritva says, but I think that both of them would say that the only problem, this is just an issue about BPM and BPXavim, if they're standing in court, they're allowed to give in their testimony. They're allowed to say, my testimony was written here. That's not a problem of BPM and BPXavim. BPM and BPXavim means if they don't come to court and they send in their testimony, that's the problem. Then he quotes the other opinion that says maybe it's only about Eidim and you have to reinterpret the story that we just quoted, Lo'ozi, about Eidim, not about Ba'alei Dinim, maybe based on the svaras that we that we mentioned. Two sugyas that are related to this. One is, well, we're not discussing now, how does that principle work with the principle of shtar? We know there's a principle called shtar, that I could sign, two edim could sign a shtar, and in that way, testify from the shtar. Isn't that a violation of mipihem or mipiksavam? That is a big question that we've dealt with in the past. The Rambam answers that by saying that edus shebishtar is only midrabanan. Others, there's a balamor and a rabbeinu tam, that maybe there's a fundamental difference between shtar and other edus shebishtar versus mipiksavam. That's not for now. But the other issue that is dealt with by the Rishonim here is that if you apply it to bali dinim, so how do you ever have the principle of a lawyer? Ever have a lawyer? A lawyer is somebody testifying on behalf of the party. Is Turgamon only a different language where you can't understand? Or does it mean any middle person? The Bali Dinim have to testify themselves. What is a lawyer called in the Rishonim? Antler. Antler. We discussed this back in the second parak in Sanhedrin. That's the last time. Why does it come up there? So if you remember, there's Yerushalmi. There's Yerushalmi. The Mishnah at the beginning of the second parak of Sanhedrin quotes that a Kohen Gadol we judge, and he can be judged. Dun v'dun, he judges and he can be judged. Dun v'dun and oso. So says the Gemara, Nicha dun. Dun and oso. You're Dun the Kohen Gadol? Isn't that a little not covetic? V'yimna lei antler, says the Yerushalmi. Why don't you appoint an antler for him? Let somebody else come instead of him. And tie it for him, and claim for him. So what does it sound like from there? No problem. Good, antler's great. Appoint an antler for him. What's the answer of the Yerushalmi, though? That's the question. What's the Havamina? What's the Maskana? Answer, Haga'atzmacha, shenafla lo shvua, the antler b'shvua? That's the end, rhetorical question. If he's going to have to swear, could an antler take a shvua? So does that mean, how do you understand that Maskana? Does that mean, l'maisa, antler should be good? But you know what? Maybe he won't know something. He won't be able to swear, so it can't function in Beis Din. Or does that mean, is the maskana of the Yerushalmi, the fact that an antler can't take a shvua means and reflects that there's a fundamental problem here with who he is, and there's a formal requirement at Beis Din of v'amdu shnei anashim asher lohem ariv, and therefore you cannot have any other representatives. That's a big discussion in the Rishonim, a little bit in the Ritva here, even more so in the Ritva in Shvuas Daf Lamed. That's where it's really discussed. Whether he's trying to discuss, how do you understand this Yerushalmi? The one place in Shas that talks about antler that relates to it is this line right here. Makas Davav, Yerushalmi, and Sanhedrin. Those are the two Talmudic sources. Question is antler okay? And the different Rishonim have discussed it. The Ritva is one who believes that it is okay. There's only technical problems of Shvua, of not knowing the whole story. Maybe you'd be Michalik, he quotes an opinion between a Nitva and a Toveya, which itself is interesting. Other Rishonim don't like Antler, and they reread this Gemara. They say maybe this Gemara is only about, it's about Bali Dinim too, so you can't have an Antler, that Yerushalmi is rejecting Ilam Askana. So there are different understandings, but that is the sugya related to our Gemara.
Okay. The same as a towing?
Is it the same as a towing? So L'chora, that's, if you say it's a formal requirement of the Bali Dinim to be there, so they have to be there, unless you say, I mean, the Ritva there says, Shluch HaShalom Kamosa. That's the Ritva. The Ritva says, why shouldn't Antler be good? So you have to say that there's some requirement of Din that has a higher standard than Shluch HaKamosa. But again, Lamaskana, we pass in that it is okay. Good. Next story, a little bit. Ila'a Vituvya Kreve Da'arva Habe. Ilah and Tuvia were relatives of a cosigner on a loan. They weren't relatives of the parties, the malva and the lova. They were relatives of the cosigner, the one who would have to pay if the lova wouldn't pay. Savar of Papa Lameimar, Gabi Love Vamalve, Rechiki Ninu. So a Papa thought to be Machshir, the whole star. Because why? The Edom were not related to the Malva and the Lova. They were just related to the Arev, who wasn't here right now. He's only a backup. So therefore, the Edom are good Edom, and therefore there's no problem. Amalei Rav Huna, Brei Rav Yeshua, the Rav Papa, Iles Leila Love, Lav Baser Arva Azul Malve. One minute, the Love is not here. Wouldn't the Malve go to the Arev? And therefore, the Arev does play a role in the case. And therefore, you cannot trust eight. You cannot have Edim that are related to the Arev either. That is the last story of Ilah Tovia. The Rishonim discussed what this is doing here, but this is the story between Ilah and and Tovya. The question that Rishonim ask here is according to Rav Huna, who says you cannot trust the Arev. So, you can't trust the witnesses because they're relatives of the Arev. Why don't we apply the principle of Palgina Dibura? Why don't we trust him Lagabe the Malvendalove and don't trust him Lagabe the Arev? We know the principle of Palgina Dibura, right? We had it in Sanhedrin. Remember, somebody comes to court and says, two witnesses come to court and say, Barbanitis is a Malva Baribis. He's a Malva Baribis. One of them says he always lends with interest. One of them says he lent me with interest. Right? So he's apostling himself too. Says the Gemara, Palgina Dibura. We trust him Lagabe Barbanitis, but not Lagabe himself. So why don't you apply the same principle here? Trust him Lagabe Malve Velove. Don't trust him Lagabe the Arev. What's wrong with that? So the Rishonim here are beautiful Lashona. So I'll just read you the Lashon of the Baal Amar, which gets to the Yesod of the Din of Arev, which was the last two blad in Maseches Bava Basra. And that is, says the Baal Amar, right here in Makkos. He says, you cannot apply the principle of Palgina Dibura here. Why? Two different people, you can apply the principle of Palgina Dibura. You trust him Lagabe him and not Lagabe himself. Right, different. Avo b'chad gufa. You can't, if it's one person, you can't trust him half about the person and half not about the person. The same person. You can't do that. And he says here, avo b'zman echad v'guf echad, lekaman to amar. Hilka kivan de arev b'makam lo v'ka'i, t'i les le'azil, mal v'basar arev, hadar arev, alei de lo ve, de travayu ki guf echadamu. Ukashay psulum la'arev, kake psulum la'love. The Baal Amar has a very strong formulation that the arev takes the place of the love. He's a stand-in for the love. That is the issue when it comes to arev and love. How much is the arev just a backup? And how much is an arev, how much is he front and center? When the malva lends the love, it's as if he's lending the arev too. Maybe the arev has his own loan front and center. Maybe he's taking the place of the love. He's standing in the shoes, but the Baal Amar says that mafurish here. The Arev is the Lova. They're considered Guf Echad, and therefore you cannot apply the principle of Palginan Dibura. That is the Baal Hamar. If you look in the Rush, it's only like 3 pages of Rush on all Maseches Makkos. Not too much there, because it's not so Halakha L'maisa, all of these cases. But at the end of the first parak, there is no second parak, end of the first parak, so he quotes this discussion, and he quotes other answers to this question. What's the difference between the case of Ribbis and the case of our case? But I just wanted to read you that lashon of the Baal Hamar. Okay, let's continue the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Mishnah Nigmar Dino Ubara. Somebody has a Gemar Din, and then he runs away from court. Runs away from court. Ubal if they also Bezdin, Ein Sosrin as Dino. And then he comes back in front of the same Bezdin. Bezdin does not retry. Bezdin picks up from where they left off, and they finish it up. Finish up, they came up, they don't have to redo it again. What would be the Havamina? What would be the Havamina? So maybe only because of the second half. Kol makom sheyamdu shnayim, v'yomru, mi'idin anu bish ploni, shenigmar tidim bezdin shel ploni. Two people get up and say, they testify, that we say this guy had a gemar din in a different Bezdin. Uploni uploni edav, it's so-and-so were his edim. Hare zeyi harig. If two witnesses come and testify that so-and-so had a gemar din in a different court, and so-and-so were their edim, that's it. So they're testifying, and then this other Bezdin finishes up the job. Period. Let's first mention a point about this half, and that is, what does it say? If he comes to court, we don't retry. Don't we look for any little schus to try to retry a case of nefashos? So if he comes back to court, what would it be? Why wouldn't we retry? Ask the Aruch Laner. Didn't we learn in Sanhedrin that if somebody says, Yesh li lamed alav schus, he's being led out to the gallows. He's being led out to be stoned. Somebody says, I have a schus. We always take him back in. So why here now? We say, Ein sosrin as dino. Why don't they retry it? Says the Aruch Laner, there's a fundamental difference between this case and the other case. In the other cases, somebody says, Yesh li lamed alav schus. I have a schus. There's something different. Maybe we could do the case again. Over here, what's happening? He just says, retry the case. There's no new information. He just ran out of court, and he comes back into court. So there's no reason to retry the case. He says, Yesh lomar devad de'imba mikoach tainel eschus la'olam sosrin, bein ba'oso bezen, bein ba'bezen acher. Aval hacha mairi de'lo ba mikoach taina, elam evakesh de'ha bezden yachzru v'yayin, ula yimsa eschus, u'baha kamar de'in sosrin. And here there's nothing new. Nothing new. Why should we retry the case? Just making Bezdin, giving Bezdin difficulty. So that is why, says the Aruch Lener, we would not retry the case in this case, even though in other cases of Sanhedrin, where somebody says, I have a different factor that might have come up, a different schus, that of course you would retry the case every time, even 100 times, as that we learned, vihitzilu ha'eda.
If he came back with a new
Taina, we would. But here, the assumption is that there is no new Taina. He just runs out, and he comes back thinking that he'll get a new trial. That does not happen. Next. Sanhedrin noheges ba'aretz u'b'chutz la'aretz. The Sanhedrin is noheg both in aretz and chutz la'aretz. What exactly does that mean? The Sanhedrin of Gadol is only in the Lishkas HaGazis in Yerushalayim, and when it had to move after the Churban Habayis, it went to Yavne, it went up to Tzipori, it went up to other places. So what is the Baritz of Chutz La'aretz? So the way that we show them understand this line is that one, when there is a Sanhedrin Agadol in Yerushalayim, so then other Sanhedrin throughout the world could judge Dinei Nefashos cases. You have to have that roots Sanhedrin in Eretz Yisrael in order for all the other Sanhedrin to function. The Rambam says this in Yud Dalid, says the Rambam, Bizman shadon din nefashos be'Eretz Yisrael, don din nefashos kein b'chutz la'aretz, v'hu sheyiu ha-Sanhedrin smuchin ba'aretz, kamo shebi'anu ha-Sanhedrin noheges ba'aretz u'b'chutz la'aretz. That is what the case is that applies even outside. Continuing the Mishnah, this part is famous. Sanhedrin hahu reges echad b'shavua nikreis chovlanis. A Sanhedrin that kills once every 7 years, that's considered a chovlanis, a destructive bezdin. Oblazam and Azariah Omer echad l'shivim shana, once every 70 years. Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Akiva Omrim ilu hayinu b'Sanhedrin lo nera gadam eolam. If we would have been in the Sanhedrin, nobody ever would have been killed. The Gemara will say what type of questions they would have asked in order to potter everybody, right? They wouldn't have convicted anyone. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Afhein Marvim Shofchei Damim BeYisrael. Oh yeah, they think that's great, that everybody would just run rampant. Murderers wouldn't be afraid of anything. They know nobody would ever get judged. So therefore, that is not the proper attitude to have, that you're never going to kill anybody. There's got to be some type of balance. So first, the detail. The Ritva says, when did Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Tarfon live? They lived before the Churban. So wasn't there a Sanhedrin there? If we would have been around in the times of the Sanhedrin, so says the Ritva, that even though that's true, but they lived in the 40 years after the Sanhedrin already left. Afal gavde Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Tarfon kodem haChurban hayu bikol makom lo hayu b'Sanhedrin ki hayu pa'osan memshana shalafnei haChurban shegolos haSanhedrin v'yashav b'chanus shalodana dini nefashos b'kan ve'elach. So they said, yes, they were around then, but they were alive, but they couldn't judge the cases. Along these lines, if you look in the desk inside. So let's say something else first, and then we'll come back to that. Why Dafka, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that if you let everybody, you know, do what they want and don't kill anybody, you're going to be marbe shofchei damim b'Yisrael. Wouldn't you be marbe all different averus? Why dafka was he worried about shofchei damim? Thank you. Out of all the other averus, the Tosfos Yontif says because murder is ra'ala shamayim b'ra'ala brios. Murder has a little of both. Why didn't Rashbag say afin marbe megala arayis b'Yisrael? Afin marbe all these others. So he says it's ra'ala shamayim b'ra'ala brios, meaning there's something unique about the Avera of Ritzicha, unique in a bad way. It's unique, it's one of the big three, but it's unique even within the big three. This relates to the Rambam that we haven't mentioned in a long time. The Rambam writes in Ilchas Ritzicha. The Rambam says in Ilchas Ritzicha in Perek Dalet Halacha Test that Vein Osen Davar Zeh L'Shar Mechuvei Meisas Bezdin. The idea of Kippah. Remember the Mishnayos at the end of the Sanhedrin that you lock him up in jail? If somebody killed and he only had one witness, or everybody witnessed it, and there weren't enough witnesses, he didn't get a straw. Whatever the case is, if there's a murderer, you lock him up in a type of jail. So you only do this, says the Rambam, to the Mechuvei Meisas Bezdin. If somebody's going around being Megala Arayas, so then you don't do that. You don't put him in Kippah. Ela Ibkein is Chayim Misa, Mamisa Noso, Vimeno Chayim Misa, Potter Noso. By every other Avera, if he's Chayim Misa, you kill him. If he's not Chayim Misa, you let him go free. Why? Sha'afalpi, Sheyesh Avonos, Chamurin, Mishvichas Damim. Even though there are sins that are greater than Shvichas Damim, right? Shabbos gets skila, and shvichas damim does not. Ein bahen hashchasas yishuvo shel olam k'shvichas damim. There's no avera that undermines and destroys the world. I mean, it's obvious to us, but the Rambam says it like murder. Afilu avodah zara, the ein tzarach lomer arayos ochil shabbos eino k'shvichas damim. Not the same. She elu ha'avonos hein me'avera shemin adam lakadosh baruch hu. Avos shvichas damim me'avera shebeino lo ben chavero. But murder is ben adam lachavero v'chol mi sheish biyado avon zeh harei zeh rasha gamur v'ein kol ha'mitzvos she'asa kol yamav shkulin k'neged avon zeh v'lo yatzilo oso min adin. That's the Rambam. Very extreme. Related to this is a beautiful Maariv Chayis. The Gemara says in Masechta Sanhedrin on Daf Zayin that Aaron HaKohen by the Egel, Aaron HaKohen looks around and he sees his nephew Chur killed by the mobs, by the Egel. So Aaron says to himself, Ayvei, if I don't give in to them, they're going to kill me too. And then they'll never get a kapara. So what does he do? He, not because he really wanted to, but he ended up helping out making the Cheta Egel. So the question is, how is it that Aaron HaKohen, he would rather do Avodah Zarah than murder? What's the difference? They're both two of the big three. So why would he say it's better for Bnei Yisrael to do Avodah Zarah, so to speak, than murder? Says the Maariv Chayis on that Gemara, that Edge of Zayde quotes this Rambam. Maybe that's the source of this Rambam. Not just Misvara, but that's the source. Aaron HaKohen chose Avodah Zarah over Shvichas Damim. Because, you know, Shvichas Damim has a unique problem. That's the issue of murder. The Ben Yehoyada, not too many Ben Yehoyadas on the Maseches Makis, but the Ben Yehoyada says that what is Rav Shimon Gamliel so upset about? Mar b'shofnei damim b'Yisrael. We're going to see. There are so many different questions that Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Tarva would have asked. Did you see this? Did you see that? And no aid is going to know the answer to all these questions. So that's how they're going to save. So says the Ben Yehoyada, in this way, you're asking too many questions. You're going to lead to more murders. You're going to lead to more murders. Mar b'shofnei damim. So he says, maybe that's alluded to in the Aseret HaDibros. Because it says, lo sirtzach, in the Aseret HaDibros, do not murder. And one time it's lo sirtzach, and one time it's lo sirtzach. With a patach, and with a kametz. So says the Ben Yehoyada, sometimes pasach, sometimes opening up your mouth too much, could lead to murder. Like this case, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Tarfon, they're going to open up their mouths, they're going to ask too many questions to the witnesses, they're going to let this guy off, and that's going to lead to murders. Lo sirtzach, that's the pasach. And then kametz, sometimes closing, likmos is to close, lo siklos is lavavfa, don't close your heart by staka, by Shemitah, I think. So that's somebody's closing up our mouths and not dealing with situations also leads to murder. So the dying has to have the balance. And then he quotes at the end, "Ukayotzi bazeh shamati mefarshim b'shem agon Rabbeinu Eliyahu Mivilna." And I've heard this pshat from the in the name of the Gra. So we mentioned last year Parsha Shir. We mentioned this thought in the name of the Gra because the Gemara says. I mentioned the Parshas Yisro. The Gemara says that Rabim on the Avodah Zarah Yutes on the pasuk Rabim Chalolim Hipila. Many people he killed. This is a Talmud that shouldn't be paskening. That's paskening. And then the next pasuk Va'atsumim Kol Harugeha. That's somebody who should be paskening who is not paskening. So says the Gemara again. If you pasken when you're not supposed to, you open up your mouth when you're not supposed to. So then that's murder. That's the pasach. If you close your mouth when you're not supposed to. Right, you should be paskening. That's the comments. So that the Ben Yehoyada here quotes that gra as well that we mentioned in the past. Okay, you know what? Let's continue, and then we'll come back maybe at the end of the parak to mention that Sharm Yana Balacha says the Gemara. Biter lifnei oso best inudein sosrin as lasher from the Mishnah. That only in front of the same court do we not retry the din, because if they come, that's what the Mishnah says. Halavnei bezanachar sosrin. Mashma mei that if you come in front of a different court, you would retry. Hatani seifa, but the next line says, Kol makom shiavdu shnayim, v'yomru midin anem ishploni, shenigmar dina bebezda ploni, uploni ploni eidav harizen erach. Right, it says there that they are killed, if they come to a different court. So, do you retry or not? Amar Abaya, Lokasha, Kan Be'eretz Yisrael, Kan V'chutz La'aretz. Depends it where they came to afterwards in the second Bezdin. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda ben Dustoy Omer, Mishum, Rabbi Shimon ben Shetach, Barach Me'aretz L'chutz La'aretz, Inzosur Nezdino. somebody runs away to Chutz La'aretz, you don't retry. Because you don't think there's any special schuyos that we're going to find in the Chutz La'aretz. But mi Chutz La'aretz, so srid es dino, mipnei zechusa shel Eretz Yisrael. Maybe the zechus of Eretz Yisrael will somehow help this guy out, and we'll find a zechus for him. Right? This has nothing to do with the mitzvah satulios ba'aretz. Right, it's a story about the schuyos of Eretz Yisrael. Like Yaakov Avinu was scared that even though with all his schuyos, Esav HaRasha would win out because he had the mitzvah of Ish of Eretz Yisrael for all those years that Yaakov Avinu did not live in Eretz Yisrael. Something about it, the Gemara of Bavastra, Avir de Eretz Yisrael Machkin, about the land itself, about the Bechiras HaAretz, separate again from the mitzvah of Tzulias HaAretz. There are even some halachos that we mentioned in the past, some halachos that apply to only to Eretz Yisrael, even though it doesn't seem like it has anything to do with the land itself, Yeshiva Aretz. The Ramban mentions this in Gittin Daf Beis, the concept of a Shem Eretz Yisrael. The Shem Eretz Yisrael separate from the mitzvos. One mitzvah where this comes up is Par Halam Davar Shel Tzibur. If the Bezit, if the Sanhedrin, convinces and paskins incorrectly, and most of Klal Yisrael do the Avera, follow the Avera that Bezdin paskined. So then Bezdin has to bring one carbon. Parallel Davar Shel Tzibur said that the whole Tzibur bring in their own private carbonos. How do you determine majority? Says the Gemara in Harios, majority of Jews in Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says, what does Parallel Davar Shel Tzibur have to do with Eretz Yisrael? The answer is, this has to do with Tzibur. The real Tzibur, the Gemara says, the Bnei Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, that's called a Tzibur. Outside of Eretz Yisrael, it's not. The uniqueness and the connection of Eretz Yisrael separate from the mitzvah satulias ba'aretz. That's what this Gemara says. Sechusa shel Eretz Yisrael, that itself is what is important. Next. Sanhedrin no heges v'chulu. Mino animili. How do we know that Sanhedrin is knowing even in Chutz La'aretz? He can do it in the fashas. The Tanur Rabbanan v'hoyu eila lachem. L'chukas mishpel darosechem. And the next two words, Bechomo Shvosechem, the Gemara leaves out those two words, that seems to be the Iker, Lamanud, Lesanhedrin, Shinoheges, Barez, Ubechus La'aretz, Imke Mata Malomar Bisharecha. So what does it mean, Dafka in your gates? Bisharecha, Tamoshev, Bati Dinim, Bechoplach, 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 Bechol in your gates, in Eretz Yisrael, you have to set up many Bati Dinim, that's the mitzvah, in every village, in every state, and in every city. Ubechus La'aretz, Atamoshev, Bechoplach, Bechoplach, the Iatamoshev, Bechol Yer. There's not as much of a requirement in Chutz La'aretz. And this is Paskin, right? The Rama Paskin this way, the first halachas of Hilchas Sanhedrin. Right, this is a mitzvah zaseh daraisa. Shofte v'shotim titein l'cha b'chal sharecha. So the Rambam says, the beginning of Hilchas Sanhedrin, in Hilchas Sanhedrin, there are 30 mitzvos. 30 mitzvos the Rambam has in Hilchas Sanhedrin. The first one, limnos shoftim. That's number one. You got to put all of Mesechas Sanhedrin and Makas together. Right, we read it, we go through every daf, wonderful. But you have to have the bird's eye view of all the shas, not just Sanhedrin, Bavli, Yerushalmi, Medrash, you got to put it all together. Limnos shoftim, says the Rambam, mitzvahs asei shel Torah, limnos shoftim v'shotri b'chol medina u'medina, u'b'chol plach u'plach. Shemar shoftim v'shotim titin l'chol b'chol sharecha. Shoftim elu adayanim ha'kavuin b'bezdin u'balidinim ba'am lefnehem. Shotrim, these are the ones that Bezdin uses to inflict. And then the Rambam says, Ein anu chayavin lahamid bati dina b'chol plach u'plach u'b'chol yir v'ir ela b'eretz Yisrael bilvad. Aval b'chutz la'aretz, Ein anu chayavin lahamid bezdin b'chol plach u'plach, right, only in b'chol yir v'ir. The first we're talking about, he must have had the opposite gerson that we have. We have in every year v'ir, not in plach v'plach. The Rambam has plach v'plach and not in year v'ir. What's bigger? That's also unclear. Is a plach bigger than an ear or not, so the Rama must have had a different girsa in our Gemara. But that is a mitzvah's asay. Viter. Says the Gemara. Sanhedrin ha'oregis. A Sanhedrin that kills once every 7 years, once every 70 years, that's a chovlanis. Iboy luhu. Achas l'shivim shan nikres chovlanis. Odil arach arahui. Does it mean once every 70 years is also bad? Or that's the limit? Is that the, what is one every, is it once every 70 years more than that is chovlanis? Or that itself is chavlanis. So take it out. Eliyahu Navi is going to let us know about. Rabbi Tavern, Rabbi Kiva, Omrim, Ilo, Yinavachulu. So Hechi Aviadi, what would they have done? How would they have get everybody off? So Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Balazar, Rabbi Trevayu, they would have asked the following. Reisim, Trefa Harag, Shalim Harag. Did you see if the victim was a Trefa? Maybe he was about to die anyway. So did you know that? Rashi says, what does this mean? Trefa harag, and you know, let's Rashi has sheyomru, but kanuha la'acher misaso mikol shmona esrei trefos. We know there are 18 internal trefas of a person, of an animal. So did you know that? It's basically impossible to know. Is it possible to know? What about the other shitas? The other shitas say you don't have to ask such questions. So I think those questions are so required. You don't have to worry about it. Amar Rav Ashi, intif salam or shalem havi, or they asked this also, even if it's a if you did know and he was perfect, he just had a physical, dilma b'makam sayif nekef havi, maybe at that spot where the sword went in, there was a problem. And therefore, you don't know, and therefore they'll let everybody off. That's a case by murder. Babalas erva hechiavi avdi. What they do by erva? Abaye v'rava dabi travayu reisem kimechol bishva feris. Did you see the actual act, which is very unusual? Usually we go by circumstantial, but did you see the actual act? V'rabbanan hechidaydi. What would the rabbanan say? You don't have to see the actual act. Kim Shmuel damer Shmuel kibimenafim mishayiru kibimenafim. When you see them acting in a certain provocative way, that you know this is leading to something. Based on natural continuation of the act, so that's all one has to see according to Shmuel. But this was the way that Rabbi Tafid or Rabbi Akiva would get out of it. So from Rashi, it sounds like that you would check with Yudches Treifus. It's impossible. The Ramban, the Ritva Anas, that's impossible. How do you know every internal? What, and you get after the person dies, you're supposed to check to see? It's a bizayin ames.
So Rashi says lachem
misasa. Right, lachem misasa is bizayin ames. Says the Ritva. Put this on the list of says the Ritva. You wouldn't do this. Wrong. Let's shvuas. Where's the Ritva? Here it is. Says the Ritva. He says I don't understand what's right. He's probably because his grand rabbi the Ramban that he quotes. He says lafi pirzah yitzrichel lebotka lachem misa birchas treifus. He said, that's impossible. He said, they nachon b'enai kol rabosenu. Number one, if you say this, b'talta kol parshas rotzchen. Then nobody will ever, what's the whole parsha of Ritzicha in the Torah? You have to check for Yudchas Treifus. He says, v'od, and number two, ki ima yitzrichon lebotko, kamenav letuva, v'yakazav omer, v'yahavta l'reacha kamocha. So that's, you can't do this. So, the Gemara can't mean this. And therefore, what it must mean, says the Ramban, is that trefus of the Gemara means external trefus. External. Did he have any external problems that you were aware of that, you know, any holes in his body that you were aware of? And that's Saif, maybe b'makam Saif, there was a neck of there. But he says, ba'af bazeh. But really, fundamentally, Beza doesn't have to ask this. Because you go by the rove. If you ask it, then if the Eidim say they don't know. That's why Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Tafa says, we would have asked these questions. But other Dayanim say no, because that would have been Marbe Ritzicha B'Yisrael. And the Ritva just ends off by saying that they would only have used this Kula by Ritzicha and by Arias. Because that's what was rampant. Or it doesn't say by any of the other Averis, eating treif, right? Or any of the other Eduyos. That they would only ask by those two. Okay, so that is the discussion of the Rishon, and what exactly was this question that they asked? Would they put him into a kippah? Maybe that's how they would answer. Maybe Lahi Omar ben Shofchei Damim, they would still put him into a kippah, and maybe Kadosh Baruch Hu. I think the Shem Shem Malacha, as I was going to read before, talks about that. That would be the answer. Maybe keep it or be tarfed. They wouldn't kill them. They would let Kadosh Baruch Hu take care of them, and that would not be considered as if they put him to death. And that's why it wouldn't be considered as if one in 7 years or one in 70 years. Maybe that would be their way out. Okay, so let's continue, and then I'll come back if there is time to a nice thought from Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz. Says the Mishnah, second parak, Eilu Hein Hagolin. First parak is about Edom Zomamin, second parak is about Golas, third parak is about Makas. Why is this about Golas? Because we've mentioned in the first parak, Rabbi Yidin, Arbish Ploni, Shuchayev Golas, so that's why once we mention Golas, this is mentioned here. Two of the main questions to ask about Golas is number one, who is the mitzvah upon? Who has the mitzvah of Golas? Somebody kills Meshogeg. Whose mitzvah is it? So you have one of two choices. Is it the person who murdered Meshogeg's mitzvah to run to the Golas? Is it his mitzvah? Or is it Bezdin's mitzvah? Two choices. The Chefer Chinuch says both. Mitzvah Chinuch in Tuf Yud says it's a mitzvah on both of them. Again, a mitzvah, we're not supposed to want to do every mitzvah. Right? Mitzvah means in every situation in life, This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to do. If you say Avelus is Daraisa, doesn't mean that a person should hope to Rahman al-Islam be an Avel. Gerushin is a mitzvah. Avelus is a mitzvah. Returning stolen property is a mitzvah. We're not supposed to want to do every mitzvah. But a mitzvah means, in every situation, this is the case. So here too, if somebody kills b'shogeg, Rahman al-Islam, so then it is a mitzvah. The Sefer HaChinuch said it's a mitzvah upon him and upon Beis Din to send him to Golus. The Sefer HaChinuch gives three Tamei HaMitzvahs to the mitzvah of Golus. Number one, he says, because he doesn't want to go to Golus as part of a kapara. He killed b'shogeg, and therefore it's kind of his fault a little bit. So therefore, he has to leave his family, he has to leave his place, he has to live in a different place. It could be for a day, it could be for 70 years, depending when the Kohen Gadol dies. But that is number one. Number two, he says it's tikkun olam b'mitzvah. Why? Sheinatzalim zeh, he will be saved from the Goel Adam. He has a city of refuge. Lamaisa is good for him. Number three, says the Sefer HaChinuch, so that the Goelei Hadam, the relatives of the murdered party, don't have to see him every day. Because that would just bring up the pain again. That would bring up the pain again if they would see him. Oh, he killed our family, right? So that's why he goes away from them. And that's what he says, Terachecha Darchei Noam. Right, gotta somehow have a list, like 7 or 8 places in Shas already that we have Rishonim that quote this principle appears in Shas in a number of places, but Rishonim quote this also. Right, the Meshech Chachma and Achron quotes this. That's why women aren't obligated in Puravu because of Drachar Dachinoam. It's a painful mitzvah. So you find other places where Drachar Dachinoam comes up, but put this on the list. Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Tuf Yud. Okay, so Elyon HaGolan, who goes to Golus? Sahori Nevesh Bishgaga, if somebody kills by accident. Haya Ma'agel, Ma'agelah, V'naflo, Lavahar HaGaso. Rashi explains, in the olden days they had roofs that were usable. It was kind of flat roofs. So if somebody has a big steamroller kind of rock on his roof, and he's rolling the big rock in order to flatten it, to flatten the tar that's on the rock, and he is pushing it, it's a little slanted, so that the water rolls off, and he's pushing it down, and suddenly he loses control, and it falls away and kills somebody. Or Hamishal Shel B'Chavis V'Nafal Av Hargaso, he is lowering a barrel, and it falls on somebody and kills somebody. Hayayor B'Sulam V'Nafal Av V'Hargas V'Hargo, if he is going down a ladder, and Nafal Alav, and he falls on the guy and kills him. You see the different Gersos, V'Hargaso or V'Hargo. Some say that, who killed him? Did the guy fall on him, or did the rung fall on him? The rung of the ladder. Let's assume it was the guy, the man that fell on him. Hareze Gola. So in all those cases, he goes to Golus. Tosfos explains how each case is a bigger chiddush than the previous case. That's why it has to have all three cases. You might have thought that Maga b'Magela, that's where he goes to Golus, because it's really his fault, but a barrel it's not. Kamash blood even there. You might have thought a barrel, but by a ladder, it's totally, he's very careful on a ladder anyway. Kamash blood, by all these three, they go to Golus. But so if he's pulling the flattening thing, the stone up, and then it falls out of his hands and kills somebody, or or he's pulling the barrel up and it falls down, or he's going up a ladder, does not go to Golus. This is the principle. Call shebederach yiridaso gola, shelo bederach yiridaso eino gola. If you're going down, it's chayiv galus. Going up, it is not chayiv galus. Why is this? Based on a pasuk, minon imili amar Shmuel do amar krav ayapel alav ayamos ad sheyipol derech nefila. 2 points. Number one, Tosfos in Sanhedrin daf ayin zayin asks if that's the whole Gemara about kocho and koach kocho, about murder, closing up a dam, letting water go on somebody, putting somebody in the sun. That was that Gemara there. So the Gemara Tosfos there asks, when the guy is pulling up the items, you need a special pasuk to tell me he's pater? Why don't you just say he's pater because it didn't fall from his koach? He's going in this direction and the thing's falling in the other direction. What do you need a special limud for that? Derech aliyah, it's derech aliyah, therefore you're pater. It's going in the opposite direction. Why should he be his ma'aser resicha anyway? Says Tosfos, no, it must be because when you're pulling it up, it's going to go down even faster. You're going in this direction means it's going to go down faster even in the other direction. So that's why it is considered your koach. It's considered your koach. That is number one. And number two is a question that is asked by the Pnei Yoshua. But Yeshua points out that the Rambam gives a svara for the chiluk of Derech Yerida and Derech Aliyah. Very un-Rambam-like in the Mishnah Torah. The Gemara quotes a pasuk, and the Rambam feels they need to give a svara. What does he need to give a svara for? What's the svara? The Rambam says in Ilchus Rotzeach, in Vav Yud Beis, says the Rambam, if somebody is going up, so you're going to be putter from Galus. Why? Shezekemo onesu. She'ein zed davar hakarav lios barova itim. Elekemo pelehu. It's a pela. If I'm pulling something up and it rips and goes down, total ones. But if it's going down, says the Rambam, says that's matzui barov itim lahazik, v'davar karav hu lios shahari teva hakaved, leirid lamata b'mheira, the natural gravity, the weight is going to go down, ho v'lo ziris asmoi, wasn't so careful, he goes to galus. The Rambam gives a svara. Derech Yerida is more like pshia, it's more like his fault, not so pshia, it's still shogeg, he goes to galus, while Derech Aliyah is ones if he doesn't go to galus. Ask the Yeshua, what's the Rambam giving svaras for? Based on a pasuk, Vayapel. That's what I'm giving a svara for. So says the Pnei Yeshua, no. Because you might have thought if you just had the pasuk of, he's giving a svara why Shmuel darshaned it this way. Because if you just had the pasuk of Yerida, if it's going down, then you might have said, even Yerida goes to Galus. Of course Aliyah goes to Galus, because that's for sure shogeg. Even Yerida, which you would have thought is Karav Lamezid and doesn't go to Galus, Kamashbalan, even that goes to Galus. That's how you might have interpreted the Pasuk. Kamashbalan, no, that's why the Rambam gives us far. Okay, that's the Pnei Yeshua. Tana Rabbanan, Bishgaga, you go to Galus, Bishgaga, Pral Amezid. Amezid does not go. Bivli, Da'as, Pral Miskavid, excluding Miskavid. So Mezid, Pshita, Barkatalu. If somebody kills Amezid, of course, he's going to be killed. Of course, he doesn't go to Galus. Amar Rava, Ema Prat, La Omer Mutter. Maybe he's excluding an Omer Mutter, where somebody thinks murder is allowed. Somebody thinks murder is allowed, that's Omer Mutter, says Rashi. So in that case, he doesn't go to Galus. Why? Because that's Karav Lamezid. How can he not know that murder is not allowed? It says the Ramban can't even fathom that this is a Havamina. You have to exclude this. He says Omer Mutter means he thought he was killing an animal. The old Kayan mistake. Right? Kayan and Tuval Kayan. He thought he was killing an animal, he killed a person. That's Omer Mutter. That's not, no, what Rashi says, he thinks murder is mutter. But that's excluded, that's Karav Lamezid. Amalei Abaye, Yomer Mutter, Anusu. But if it's Omer Mutter, if he doesn't, either way, it's he's an Ones. How can somebody not know? Isn't he like, that's a crazy case. Unusual case, Ones. So Amalei, no. Shani Omer, Homer Mutter, Karav Lamezid, who? And that's why he doesn't go to Gauls. Next, Rasha, Bivli Das, Pratla Miskavein. Again, Miskavein, Pshita, Bakatolahu. If he is Kavana to kill, then he's Chayiv Misa. So Amar Rava, no. Prat lemiskaven l'arkas of behema v'arkas ha'adam. Right, so the Ramban says it's the same kind of drasha. Right, you have kavanah to kill an animal and you kill an adam. Lekusi v'haragas Yisrael, or to kill a kusi, an idol worshiper, v'haragas Yisrael. Lenefa v'arag ben kayama. Anyone, if any case, I have kavanah to kill somebody who I'm not chayim misa for, and I kill somebody who I'm chayim misa for. In that case, I do not go to galus. Tanu Rabbanan. In Bethesda, also darshaning psukim by the Galus case, Bethesda, suddenly, prat l'keren zavis. If I excluding a case of a keren zavis, what's the case of keren zavis? Rashi explains, somebody's walking with a knife from one side, and the other guy's coming from the other side, and they meet each other, right, without knowing. So you don't go to Galus in that case. Why? Machlokas Rashi Ramam. Rashi says karav l'ones. He had no idea. Ramam says karav l'mezid. Because he shouldn't be walking with us. When you carry a knife, you hold it upside down. So either way, big nafkamina. Karav lemezid, you got a terrible life ahead of you. Why? Because the Gor Ladam could always kill you and the Ari Mikla can't protect you. That's karav lemezid. Says the Gemara, below Eva, prat lasone. Below Eva means excluding a sone. A sone, we assume, killed on purpose. Hadafo, shadakava bagufo. What does hadafo mean? He bumped into him unintentionally. And he killed him. That's the case that would go to Galus. Oh, hishlech alav, lahavi yerida sheitzarech aliyah. He threw on him yerida that is tzarech aliyah, also goes to Galus. If you're going down in order to go up, we'll talk about that case. Below tzedia, pratlam is common. L'tzadzev ochol tzadacher. If you meant to throw to one side and it went to the other side, also no Galus. Vasher lo tzada, pratlam is common. Lizrok shtayim v'zarech arba. You wanted to throw a rock two and you threw it four. And he killed somebody by four, so that's also excluded. Vasha yabo esreo bayar, ma yar rishus nizak olamazik likanis l'sham, afkol rishus nizak olamazik likanis l'sham. So, going into the forest, a forest as a makam hefker, both have equal rishus. So too, all these halachas only apply where there is equal rishus. Just one note on a Rashi, and then we'll finish up. Rashi says, excluding the case of you meant to throw two and you throw four, Rashi adds in, v'chein lizrok arba v'zarek shmona. Not only 2 to 4, but also 4 to 8. What's the chiddush? 2 to 4, 4 to 8. So the Mara of Ronsberg, you know, has questions the whole girsa of Rashi. But the Aruch Lener says, beautiful. A simple chiddush. The dalan amos of a person are like his rishus. Right? There's no kinyan dalan amos. Within dalan amos of my rishus, it's like me. That's why walking dalan amos of rishus a rabbin. It's like walking outside of my rishus. So the havamina might have been, if I throw two, if I meant to throw two, I meant to throw it next to me, and then I threw it four, which is out. So that's a qualitative jump. But 4 to 8, maybe you would have thought, that's not a qualitative jump. It's all away from me. Kamash Malan, even that case is away from me. That's an important Aruch Lener based on Hilchos Shabbos. Boy, mine, and also Hilchos Kinyanim. Boy, mine, Rabbi Yavo, me, Rabbi Yochanan. Hayaola besulam minishbar ashliva. If I'm walking up a ladder and the rung breaks, me tachtav, v'nafla v'harga mahu. I'm going up, but the rung breaks and the rung goes down. So is that called going up or going down? Mahu ki agavna aliyahi o yuridahi. The person's going up and the rung's going down. Amalek, Kfarna Gata, Yerida, she's Tzarech Aliyah. Isn't that the case that we just said? It's Yerida, she's Tzarech Aliyah, and that's excluded. I'm sorry, that is included. That is included, and therefore you should go to Golos in that case. So, Eisvei, Zeaklau.
Tzarech Aliyah would simply mean when he's going on his way
when
up.
When on his way up, it breaks. That's how we're interpreting right now. So, Yerida, she's Tzarech Aliyah. It's Yerida that's needed to help him go up.
And the case is totally excluded of Derech Aliyah's what? When he's going
Derech Aliyah, and if he's going, if he's, as he's lifting his arm up, he kills somebody.
Or on the ladder?
Or on the ladder, something. It's, I don't know. If he bumps into somebody, he didn't see who's up on the ladder ahead of him, and the guy falls off the ladder. Something like that. Eisvei, Zehakla, the Mishnah said, Kosha b'derech yiridasa gola, Shlomo b'derech yiridasa eino gola, Shlomo b'derech yiridasa lasu yemai. When the Mishnah says, it's not, or the Brisa says, Shlomo b'derech yiridasa, it's a Mishnah. What is that coming to exclude? Lav la suya ki agavna. Isn't that coming to exclude this case? Shlo b'derech yiridaso? So the Gemara says, lo taimeh, kol she b'derech yiridaso la suya mai. What's the difference? How would you know it's excluded from the Seifa? Maybe it's excluded from the Reisha. Ela la suya katsav. Hachanam la suya katsav. They both must be referring to a case of the butcher. What's the case of the butcher? As follows. Titanya katsav shayi b'katsav. A butcher that's chopping meat. One case says that when he's chopping forward, he's chayev, and going backwards, he's putter. And the other bride says the opposite. So we have four brises by the butcher. Is he chayev, or always, putter always, or split? So what's the case? So the Gemara is about to say, it depends if he's going up or down. And the way Rashi explains is that when a butcher chops meat, he goes as follows. He has a knife. He wants to build up steam. He wants to build up and get a good chop. So he goes down first. Goes down first. And then he goes up again behind him. And he goes down behind him. And he goes down again in front. So he does a lot. First he's going down in front of him. And then he's going up in front of him. And then he's going down behind him. And then he's going down in front of him. So basically every step of the way, when he's going down, he's chayiv. And when he's going up, he's pater. And you just plug in. One second. You just plug in the... He doesn't go sideways. Right, he doesn't go. Right, that's awesome. He starts by going down in order to build up steam. So that's what the, and now just plug it in. Says the Gemara. Kan, below Kasha. Kan, be Yerida Shalafada of Aliyah Shalachrav, where he's going down the first step and going up behind him, so that is going to be putter. Kan, ba Aliyah Shalafada of Yerida Shalachrav, that's going to be putter for the Aliyah and Chayiv for the Yerida. Kan, be Yerida Shalafada of Shalachrav, both goings down is Chayiv. Kan, ba Aliyah Shalafada of Shalachrav, and both of those are going to be putter. Okay, so you just fill in the blank of the brises. So we don't have any raya from the Mishnah about Yerida Tzorech Aliyah. Finishing up, let's say this is a machlokas tanam. What is Rabbi Yavo's question about the man walking up the ladder and the rung breaking? Hayaola besulam v'nishpatash shliva mitachtav. He going up the ladder and the rung breaks. Tani chadachayev, tani idach patur. So my lab halka miflagi. Maybe this is the machlokas. The mar sover yiridahi, mar sover aliyahi. Isn't that the machlokas? Answers the Gemara, no, lo. To kuliyam aliyahi. Maybe everybody would say that's an aliyah, and therefore you should be putter from galus. Why would somebody say chayiv? Lo kasha, kan le nezikin, kan le galus. For galus, you're going to be pater, because it's called an aliyah. But for nezek, adamu ala olam. Even ones, you're chayiv for everything for nezek, adamu ala olam. And therefore, that's the case that's chayiv. Yibay yisema, or havahala galus, maybe they're both referring to galus, ha velokasha, ha de itzliya, ha de lo itzliya. Was it rotted through? Was the rung rotted through? If it was rotted through, then we assume as he walked up, the rung first buckled down. If it was rotted through, it buckled down, so it was facing down first. That would be an aliyah. That would be a yerida. If it's a solid piece, it didn't break until it was solid, then he broke it. There was no yerida first, and then he would not go to galus. Or just means if it was tight or not inside. If it was tight inside, that would be an aliyah, and if not, it would be a yerida. Again, this gets us into the world of the second parak, yerida, aliyah. Next Mishnah starts talking about the axe cases, the tree flying off, or the axe handle flying off, the axe top. So that is all issues that come up. Everybody should have a good Shabbos, and we'll pick up next week.